Odds Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play, and I double dare you to push play. That's the name of a Bikini Kill song, in case anybody does not know. We were talking about Bikini Kill today. Of course, you knew that. It's the name of the episode. So this is another one that, John, you put up on the list probably ages ago. And I think for a while it just kind of sat there. And we'll talk to the other panelists that joined. But I can't... We won't get it. We'll get into that as everybody gets in here. But so talk to me about Bikini Kill and why it was important that you had them on the list and why we got to talk about them today.
Yeah, Bikini Kill is, I just think, one of the most important bands, because not only because they were female fronted and very, but they kind of, like we did with Uncle Tupelo, they kind of were at the forefront of this like movement, this Riot Girl movement in the late 80s, early 90s, because like back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, there were a lot of women in punk and hardcore is a big part of it. But then as the 80s went on, it became more and more of like a boys club, and like you didn't see as many women in punk and hardcore bands. But then in the Pacific Northwest in the late 80s, you start to, this kind of scene pops up in Olympia and Seattle, Portland, and Bikini Kill is at the front of that. And they have maybe one of the best front people of all time in Kathleen Hanna.
That's interesting.
Who famously named Smells Like Teen Spirit. She had scrawled on Kurt Cobain's wall, "Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit," and he ended up using that as the title of the song, and the rest is history. But yeah, they were not afraid to be confrontational and vulgar, and like they dealt with a bunch of shit back in the day, and like people can get into it. They dealt with so much, and just like, nope, we're here, we're doing this, and they spawned a lot of bands. Like we were just talking about Sleater-Kinney before. Like Sleater-Kinney doesn't exist without Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
Like they inspired a ton of female fronted bands and females in bands to pick up the guitar and pick up the drums and pick up the bass and do it. And that led to a whole scene through the 90s and up through today where, you know, women are a big part of bands. And they had broken up in the kind of mid 90s. They have reunited. I got to see them finally last year, and it was just incredible to finally see them, because it was such a different vibe than what it was in the 90s. I think Kathleen even mentioned that on stage. She's like, man, when we used to play, we used to just be so confrontational and we'd deal with so much shit. And this is so joyous and such a celebration. Like there were like young kids there. Like next time they come around, like I hope I get to take my daughter. Like she might be a little young, but it's something I would want her to experience. They're just one of the one of those important bands.
Well said. And that takes us to, I think this got thrown around in the bullpen on like an after the fact or something, because next on the list is Alfredo Torres. And you know, you had some things to say right before we went on, so we'll get that to that on the next round. But how did we sway you into signing up?
Well, I remember back in the day hearing one or two songs, and they were okay. They were all right. And you know, back in the day, I was into a lot of types of music, and I was into a lot of punk music. Dead Kennedys and, you know, bands like that. I said, okay. I never did a deep dive on them. I just remember them. I remember the significance of the Riot Girl movement. And I was like, all right, well, you know what? Let me do a deeper dive. And so that made me, you know, nothing like being in the bullpen when you get called. It's like, hey, we got a band. Can you do it? And I'm like, yeah. And it gives me a reason to do that deep dive. And so that's why I jumped in.
There you go. And I think not necessarily similar, but I'm sure probably in the same conversation, Randy, you jumped in. Talk to me about Bikini Kill and why you felt like you wanted to be here.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I think I went back and listened to the best of 2023, and I think that was the episode where it all just popped up, and we said, yep, we agree. And yeah, I think that I knew the surface level of Bikini Kill's importance, and I didn't know the full discog, and I kind of wanted to get a sense of not just where they came from, but like how that impact was so important. And this is a band that you can tell is a live band. They are, you know, there's a couple of songs in there that feel like they could be scorchers, but also there's a message within everything as well. And I think it is important because without bands like this, you know, it's important for women's rights and, they said a lot of things that people were really, really afraid to say back then. And I think that gave a lot of people the courage to be able to say things now and stand up for themselves. And I think that's really why they're so important.
There you go. A late minute addition, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, John said, hey, you remember Liza? I think she would like to do this episode. And I was like, bring her in. So Liza, talk to me about Bikini Kill and why you wanted to jump in on this one.
Well, in the early 90s, I grew up in Seattle. So, and my parents were heavily involved in the grunge scene. So I was going to a lot of grunge shows when I was growing up. And my sister was in a band then called 7 Year Bitch. And I would always be at those shows. So I didn't get a chance to see Bikini Kill, which were just like an hour away in Olympia at that time. But I was a huge fan of Kathleen Hanna when I got older in my early 20s, when she was in La Tigra. And so when I became a big fan of La Tigra, I went back and was like, I got to listen to Bikini Kill. And I started listening to Bikini Kill, and I collected her zines and her writings as well. And just loved them when I started listening to them. And of course, I had heard lots of their music growing up. I just hadn't gotten a chance to see them because I was a little too young. But Rebel Girl was like one of my anthems as a young queer girl growing up.
Your sister was in 7 Year Bitch?
Yes.
That's awesome.
She was a bass player.
That is awesome.
How many records do they have? We need to do them at some point.
Yeah. I wrote some notes along the line here of some songs that I could hear some of the influence from the Seattle scene in the Bikini Kill music too.
Love to hear it. So this rounds out really well because like there's difference of opinions here, I guess is how we'll phrase this. So it seems like we're all here for different reasons. I'm here for the reason I'm always here, because I'm just intrigued and I love to hear why everybody loves, you know, whatever band we're talking about for the week. So I'm very interested to see how this next round goes around. We don't have a lot of discography here, and I believe like we were like, okay, Bikini Kill's the next one for the bullpen. And John immediately had the link ready to go. So like we covered everything, right, John? And then talk to me about like what your 20 was like for this one.
Not too bad. I mean, I really like the singles and the first EPs is usually what I go back to. So I probably had, you know, 8 or 10 songs that are, you know, my absolute favorite Bikini Kill song. So that wasn't easy. And then it was a matter of going through the full lengths and then, you know, reacquainting myself with those and figuring out, you know, which ones stuck out and which ones I thought were representative. But yeah, not too bad at all.
This comes the differing of opinions. Fredo, you mentioned that you had a rough go here.
Yeah. Sit back and watch this bonfire.
You said you had a rough go here.
Yeah, I did. And first of all, bonfire is nice and warm and you can go and hang out in it in the middle of summer and it won't be a bad thing. So I grew up in the punk era, the punk of the 80s, right? And I had a friend of mine who got me into punk. Like I said, Dead Kennedys and the Meat Puppets and all the rest of that. happy horse shit. And I heard a couple Bikini Kill songs at a time when I'm phasing out of punk. And I was kind of like, okay, you know, it's good stuff, but I'm kind of getting over it at this point. Now, here's what I'm going to give you a little inside baseball on me. Okay. I grew up in the 80s. You guys know that. So I grew up in a time that was very misogynistic? Is that the word I want to use?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that was very, very misogynistic. You know, a lot of things were done and blah, blah, blah. So now this is where you guys are going to be like, get the fuck out of here. So in the early 90s, as I'm phasing out of my punk phase, and, you know, I'm falling into grunge, and that's cool. You know, I still got a lot of testosterone flowing through me. But I came across Tori Amos. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about Tori Amos and her backstory and her music that she put out in Little Earthquakes and what was the other big one for her? I can't think. Anyway, it was very moving. And as much of a scumbag as I was, and kind of still am, it really got to me because of her backstory and because of women I had known, some of them extremely close to me, who had gone through what she went through. So I kind of started to veer away from that until, you know, until about the time you met me, Justin, when my ex-wife cheated on me and I became very bitter against women and I became a dick again. And of course I'm over that now, but I think the biggest problem I have, and the first two albums that we heard, I think they were called the first two albums, was Live.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound different recorded from Live. And it was a lot of cursing and a lot of a lot of the stuff I felt in my youth, but as a 57-year-old man, I'm just like, eh. I didn't like it. And I don't go back and listen to the Dead Kennedys. I don't go back and listen to, you know, any of that type of music anymore, because that's not my headspace anymore. I'm not the angry youth. And at some point, you got to let all that shit go. And so that affected everything that I kind of picked out of this band, you know. I think if this was 1990, I would have enjoyed it a lot more. I would have and I probably would have picked different songs. But as far as, you know, they're not I don't think they're a bad band. They're just, you know, I left all this behind. And being as how I don't have any, you know, I talk about a lot about me having memories with the music and tied into the music.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was music as I was growing up. You know, we talk about this a lot with a lot of earlies and 70s bands when I'm on. I got nothing with this music. There's no emotional involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, so a lot of it was, especially those first two albums, were a lot of noise to me. So that's it. It's not that I hated the music. It's just that I've grown past it, I guess.
It's a fair assessment, I think, to say that, all that to say, I'm too old now.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't give a shit. No. I'm fine with saying I'm too old.
Absolutely.
I earned the right to say I'm too old.
Yeah, man. That wasn't a knock. I was just summarizing.
It was a knock. Don't lie to me the way you said it.
It was just summarizing. So, Randy, as you're going through, like, how are you picking your 20? Like, how are you trying to frame this band up?
Yeah. So, by listening to it, you know, you kind of get the gist pretty early on of what it's going to be. And I think my issue was finding separation. There were a couple songs that really stood out. And then the rest of them, I think, like, I was just listening and picking as I went. And then as I kind of went on, and I have been doing some deprograms where I'm like, fuck it, let's put it on shuffle. Let's shuffle the albums a little bit just to get out of that, you know, the routine of having to listen to 1 through 12. Mm-hmm. Like, if I listen to one song and it's a completely different style than the next song that's coming up, I can separate those albums a little bit. And it kind of gets my mind to open up and think a little bit differently when it comes to some bands. And I did that with them. And what I realized was that, you know, I would go back and be like, do I have the song? And I said, no, I didn't have the song. But do I need the song? Well, what I have that's already on my list does the same exact thing as that song. So I didn't feel the need to, like, reassess my list over and over again, which sometimes I do. I was just going by what my first reaction was and my instinct and saying, you know what? These are fine. These are good. I can be happy and satisfied with them. But however, when thinking about the long game here within this game, is that I think that it's very, very possible, because all of them seem to have a very similar sound and all that, I feel as though there are going to be a lot of ones and twos in spots, just songs that one person has that not many other people are paying attention to. I don't know where it's going to land on, you know, unanimous wise or anything like that, but I don't know. It seems like if anybody in this panel had a reason for picking a song that nobody else has, it probably would make sense, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. To his point, Lizen, as there is a bit of samesies to this band, and I don't think that's an unfair thing to say. And I don't think that's a negative, but, no. as you're plucking through to get your 20, like, what are you looking to do? Like with your list here?
With my list?
Yes.
And me? Okay. For me, I was trying to, because I'd listened to some, like, one or two of the albums over the years, and I definitely have, like, three or four songs that I know are in rotation on my playlists. I kind of wanted to listen to them with a different frame of mind and really listen for the things that I thought really sounded Bikini Kill to me. And then I kind of listened out for some of the evolution of Bikini Kill into some of those other projects, like the Julie Ruin project and La Tigra. And so I started out just trying to find what I thought were, like, the quintessential Bikini Kill riffs and songs. And then I did make a ton of notes as I was listening of other types of songs that reminded me of other things or of other eras with music.
So this discog is what Curtis would say is light work, meaning it's not deep. Like, it's not, there isn't a ton of albums. There isn't, like, hours upon hours of music. This was a very enjoyable 2 hours and 7 minutes, I believe was length. It was very, again, I hesitate to say easy, but given the music presented, I didn't want to overthink. It's one of the few times where it's like, I'm not going to overthink. I'm going to go gut instinct. What moves me? And I think it might've been 27 on my first pass or something. I was like, okay, well then I only need to get 7. None of them were really painstaking to take off the list. Kind of to Randy's point, I feel like it's going to be a lot of those situations where, that was one of my 7, you know, like I feel like I'm going to be saying that a lot today. I think there's, like, a good handful that feel like they could be as close. I say a handful. There does feel like a good couple that could be locks, and then the rest is up, fair game. So to that point, John, based on everything that's been said so far in 20 minutes of talk, how many do you think we'll get through unanimously for the final say?
Ooh. I'm going to say 4.
Okay. That feels fair. What do you think, Fredo?
I think that feels a lot. I don't know, because you threw me off with and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Liz? Can I just call you Lies? Lies.
Lizen.
Yeah. Lizen. Okay.
A long
All right, just Lizen. Just got to write it down so I don't mess it up. As I try to be respectful, because we have a woman on the panel.
Oh.
Does
that mean she's not going to get yelled at like we normally do?
Well, she might. She might. But it depends on how confrontational I feel like being. Right now, I don't feel like being it. But we all know with you guys, that'll quickly change.
That's true.
I'm going to go 2.
Okay. I don't think that's unfair. Randy, what do you think?
2 was going to be mine. I think that it's going to be really tough. I know there were only 56 songs. With 4, I think you can get maybe 5. But yeah, this is going to be really tough. Again, going to the point where literally any song could have been taken and it would have made sense. I will take that 3 then.
Take 3. All right. Lizen, what are you thinking?
I'm going to be optimistic.
Ooh, I like it.
And I'm going to say 5.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like the optimism. So that puts me in a predicament, though. As we all know, I don't want it. This has...
Go for the 1.
This has not worked out in my favor at all. I keep playing to lose, and I keep winning.
17.
that's a way to
lose. That's a way to lose. Do I go ultra... Do I try to out-optimist Lizen, right, and go, like, 6 or better? Or do I take ultimate dick move and go all the way down to 1?
Or 0.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think it's 0. I think there's just not enough songs for there to be 0. 2 seems like a good bet. 4 doesn't seem... Because there always seems to be that one, at least 1 or 2 that are like, really? That's the one? So, I mean, with 5, we might not get 2 of those, but I think it's not crazy to think we'd get 1 of those. 1 just seems incredibly low. You know what I mean?
I don't think
I've never
does.
Been on a panel that went 1.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Lizen is the, she's the one who I think is going to be, the difference maker here.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were saying she's going to be heartbroken because
no. She's going to be the difference maker because she is in my position when we do older bands, in that she has got a real connection to the music as she was growing up.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, so I think her choice, and I don't know, and Liza, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think your choices, a lot of those songs might not be their best songs, but they might be songs that are meaningful to you.
Yes. That's you're probably right.
Yeah. Cause that ends up being my problem. And it ends up, I end up picking a lot of songs that nobody else has because of that, because they're tied to an emotion versus it's actually their best song. Yeah. So.
We ran into that issue with Sleater-Kinney when also, I was on for that too.
Yeah. All right, so look, I hate doing this. 6 seems incredibly high for a 5-person panel, so...
Do it!
It does feel like 1 is not impossible, but not likely. I'll take the 1. I hate it, but I'm going to take the 1. It's available.
I think there's 1 that's guaranteed.
It seems like.
I hope.
I don't even think
that is in this one. With a 5... I didn't think it was with a 4-person panel. With a 5-person panel now...
Uh-uh. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, it's time to play the game. not Triple H. Deprogrammed. We'll be right back. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed and not my dryer starting up exactly as I hit record.
hopefully nobody heard it.
Whatever.
Nobody hears it.
That's just me being me, Jack. It's time to play Deprogrammed. The five of us have come through the Bikini Kill discography and plucked out 20 songs that we are now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Bikini Kill the time of the day. And there's two ways for me to play this first pick. One is the kind of, I'm sure, the song that Randy was just talking about, because it was my possible one, or the thing that I always do. I think I'm going to go with the former rather than later. Latter, rather. Rebel Girl.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. I mean, again, that had to be, that's the one we were talking about, Fredo. That's the one that had, but it kind of has to be, right? Like,
sure, yeah. I mean, that's the one that's one that I remember from back in the day.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me get it queued up here. And then
that is the queer girl anthem for sure.
I love that. I mean, like, obviously I wouldn't know. I'm not a queer girl, but I love that I guess maybe I should listen closer. But no, that makes me because I just like it because it fucking rules. Like, it's just a great fucking jam. So
see, and that's a great difference of opinion, because when it came out, I didn't know about queer girl, queer guy, whatever. But because of the, I got the energy out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just a good punk song.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, oh. It is telling that there were three versions of it on the playlist originally, and I had to go back and do some. I think Joan Jett played on one of them. Yeah, it's an anthem.
It rules. It's also, I forget what I was watching, something music about the 90s, and like they talked about Rebel Girl specifically and how important it was, and you know, that obviously didn't just go in one ear and out the other. I can't regurgitate all facts about it, but like I just remember going, oh yeah, that song, that rules. So all right, one down. Let's blow this one out of the popsicle stand, please. All right, John, you're up.
All right. I don't think this one's going to be unanimous, but I was really excited when they played it last year when I saw them. This is and they would switch up instruments and switch up singers sometimes. And this is a song that Toby Vail sings, who is one of their secret weapons, just a badass in her own right. I Hate Danger.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I can't save you, John. I was hoping that one of those yeses was going to come around.
Oh.
I Hate Danger.
All right. That was on my original night. It got crossed off and something else added.
Yeah, again, this is that.
That doesn't make me feel better.
I don't have an answer for you type thing. All right.
I have a friend who used to live with Toby Vail. Does that make you feel better?
Nice. I love stories like that.
While she was dating Kurt?
No, long, long after.
Okay. All right, Fredo.
I'm going to go with a song that really just brought up some great memories, and not because of the song, but because of names that were mentioned in it, and that's Tony Randall.
No.
I don't have it.
I got it.
Wait, who has it?
John does.
Okay.
That's a no for me.
All right, so it's a two. That's not a death sentence in a five-person panel.
Right. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Randy.
I'll go with the song that's been in my head for the last couple of days, Strawberry Julius.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Yep.
No for me.
Oh,
what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Still good. Yeah, four is excellent.
Right. Four is almost a guaranteed.
It's just about, yeah. It's about as guaranteed as you can get. Yeah. All right. Lizen, you're up.
Oh, okay. The next one on my list was Double Dare Ya.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, another four. Now that's...
And it's going to be hard for me to find them because this is the first time I didn't put the albums next to them.
That one's off the first two. It's like, so the thing that I normally do, Lies, and this is what I was teasing, and anybody who's just coming to deprogram, the Rebel Girl and Double Dare Ya were the two songs I was considering for my first play. Because what I love is when a band tells you exactly what to expect off the jump, and I think Double Dare Ya does that really well.
Yeah, yeah. One, sure two, does. Three, and that's the first one on the first two records compilation.
Yeah, and it just it said I was like, okay, I know what's about to happen here. I know exactly what to expect. All right, we are back around to me. All right. I feel like all my heavy hitters are already out there now. All right,
all
two of them. Let me throw this one out here. How about Statement of Vindication?
Nope. I got it.
Yep.
Nope.
All right, that's a three. We'll take it. All right. Statement. Statement of... That was Randy, John, Justin. One, two, three. That does... I mean, we'll see what happens with this two now. That two just kind of... I mean, there's still plenty of gameplay, but that two is looking a little shaky now. All right, two, three. John?
Reject All American.
Yeah, man.
Nope.
Nope.
Even though I guess it spurned a band name out of that.
That's a no on my end, but that was another one of those ones that almost made it.
All right, so just John and Justin, huh? Wow. All right, Fredo?
Though this goes against my every being to even say this, but it was, I couldn't stop laughing my ass off when I heard it. Is I busted in your Chevy window.
God, I love it. That. I love that one though. I loved it.
No.
It's no for me, but I also really enjoyed that one too.
I think we both laughed at it for two different reasons.
All right, Randy.
So the next song I'm going to take reminded me of another song, and I believe that this song had to be written first. But if you write a song that in turn, and I'm sure he probably hadn't heard this song before, that Neil Young would write the same exact riff as you did, I think you're doing yourself pretty good. Feels Blind sounds exactly like Mirror Ball song Downtown.
I got it.
Nope.
I got that one.
No for me.
Three's not bad.
Three's not bad.
No, three's great.
Every one of these threes, though, knocks them twos. Knocks them twos out. Mm-hmm. All right. Feels Blind. One, two, three. All right, Liza.
All right. Next one on my list was Capri Pants.
Yes.
I got it.
No.
Me neither. One, two, three. Threes are great. We'll take all the threes we can get here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm just laughing right now. Justin worked through two rounds.
I know.
Yep.
It seemed like there should be at least one more.
Who knows?
Right. Yeah, who knows? Exactly. Who knows?
Who knows? How about Distinct Complicity?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Another two.
We're almost at an NTP just already, so. All right. Distinct Complicity. John.
All right. I'm going to win that Motley Crue Mirror if it fucking kills me. How about Carnival?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
I got it. Hold on. What is it?
Carnival.
No, I thought I had it. Nope.
All right. Well, officially at NTP. Yep. Worst case scenario, all these twos are in at this point, but there's still so much to go. All right, Fredo.
Okay, I'm gonna pick this one strictly because I know Justin doesn't have it, and he's probably, and knowing him, he would probably be offended by it. I like fucking.
I don't have it.
Offended by that. I do.
I don't have that one.
I do. I love that song.
All right, so it's what, two or three?
Three.
No, Justin, you had it?
No, I didn't. It was.
Yeah. I didn't think you.
But there was no reason. It was. I wasn't offended. I didn't not like it. I just didn't have it. All right, Randy.
I'm going to go with another great song title. How about Bloody Ice Cream?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh. Hey.
I did
bloody, you know, Sunday bloody ice cream.
I get that. I get what you did there.
All right, Lizen.
I'm gonna go with False Start.
I got no. It.
All right, that was no. A yes for Fredo. Was that a no for you, Randy?
Yeah, no.
That was a no for me as well. A two. The twos are clinging on to life. And we officially have conversation here, though, at this point. So
I want to see how many songs are going to be put in play, because
all of
it's
them
going to be maybe the 40s,
right?
They're all going to be put in play at this point, because I don't see us getting enough threes to start bumping out the twos.
All right. Let me try something off of Pussy Whipped here. How about Blood One?
Nope.
Oh, yes, I have
that
one.
I have it.
All right.
So, is that three or four?
That's three. Three. I left it out.
Okay.
But it was probably 21 or 22.
My note on that was I like the drums and the layered vocals.
There you go.
Nice.
Just a couple more threes and then twos is done. All right. John?
How about anti-pleasure dissertation?
Yes.
Nope.
No, but I should have picked it just for the title.
There's a lot of great, like, titles.
Bunch
here.
Of awesome titles. Yes, a bunch of awesome.
So that's a two. All right, Fredo?
Let's see. Since we just got an awesome title, I'll give you another awesome title. In accordance to natural law.
Mm.
No.
Let me make sure I don't have that one.
No,
I don't.
That was the quick song before Strawberry Julius, right?
Yep.
I'll save you. I got it. That's a Toby Vail song.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
That's such a punk title.
Yeah. All right. Randy.
I'm going to go with another great title. Suck My Left One.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that one, but no.
I love that one, no. No, I don't have it either.
I got it.
Hey.
Cool.
Yeah, my yeah was yes, I have it too.
Three, not bad.
Yeah. And did we just... No, we still have room for one. Three. Where is this other... God bless it.
It's coming.
All right, Lizen.
All right. I put this one on my list, and I was listening to some of these really late at night, and I wrote some strange notes. But on this one, I wrote a note of dark punk Beach Boys, and I chose Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah, I got it.
Nope.
No.
That was my vibe on it. That's exactly why I picked it. I was like, I like this take.
Yeah. Dark punk Beach Boys.
Loved I might it. Have to go back and listen to that one again. I never got Beach Boys from any of their songs.
All right, let's see. Hmm. How about Sugar?
Yes.
No.
I picked that one because it sounded like Iggy Pop to me.
I get it, yeah.
There was some Iggy Pop-ish vibes there.
Yeah, Sugar gets a 2. We'll take the 2, though it's probably dead in the water. Mm-hmm. All right, John?
Let's go New Radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nope.
4.
I think that was the one I was saying. If there was going to be another, then that would be it.
Fredo just absolutely being defiant to make sure that it doesn't.
Well, Fredo doesn't want the pick.
No, I do want the pick. I want to bring Tony Randall back into the mix.
None of them dudes.
I think that just killed off our 2s, though.
That's why I need to get one more.
No, not necessarily. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. John is always wanting to fight to get 2s.
Always.
All right, let's see. So that one was John. So Fredo.
I'm going to go with one that absolutely sounded like and the title sounded like a song that was straight out of 1983 punk. Jigsaw Youth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
No.
Was that? Oh.
You almost had a 4 there.
Wait, we only got a 3?
We only got a 3.
We only got a 3.
I thought we had 4.
No, I don't have it either.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Randy.
Raw Replica.
Nope.
No.
Yes, I have that one.
Hey. Oh, thank you for saving me. I did not want to go into the pile twice after all this.
I think that's one I had a note that it sounded like the beginnings of La Tigre.
All right. Lizen.
Oh, okay. Alien She.
Yes.
What is it?
Alien She.
No.
How did I not have that one?
Was that only 2?
It was a 3.
Yeah,
3.
No, 3, yeah. I'm sorry I don't have it.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I am. Look, I've got no reason to lie. I already told you how I feel about this.
Why I said no, you weren't.
No. I told you a couple of these songs I got, you know. If I wasn't an old man, I'd be all into it.
You guys don't do this to me. All right. I'm going to go back up to the top of my list here. How about Liar?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
There's 3.
Now we really can't go back to the 2s.
Yeah.
We got too many 3s we got to go through.
Yeah. All right.
Unless I get one more.
Well, I mean, you know, that's, you know, the 10, there's no argument. So, John.
All right. How about Playground?
Yes.
No. All right. John and Fredo.
So that's 2.
Fredo.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
All right.
Let's go with our RIP.
I got that.
I got that one.
No, do not.
Add to the freaking 3s.
1, 2, 3. All right. Randy?
Feels like the bottom of my list has just not been played at all. And I guess the earlier albums caught with a lot of people. And the singles album was the one that really caught with me a lot. I could have taken like 8 or 9 songs off of that. So why not we do Magnet here?
I got it.
No.
No.
No. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
A two is basically the pile in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I just want you to know that I supported you on that one.
Well, thank you, my brother. I will not have your back on the next one.
Oh, I'm sure you won't, but it's okay.
I mean, at this point, I only got four left. I mean, it feels like we can probably play out here. Might as well. All right, Lizen.
All right. I had a note on this one that this sounded a lot like the Julie Ruin project. So I really liked it. It's out of me.
No.
Oh,
oh man.
Hits the pile.
Burn.
This late in the game. Wow.
Here, this, you know what? The last few panels that I've been on, we've gotten one through
the dump out.
Through the dump out, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping for Tony Randall. Let's do it.
Well, let's see. What do I got left here? What did I save? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, let's just do the dump out then.
All right.
All right. Start at the top here. White boy.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Hits the pile. Demi rep.
Nope.
Came really close, but no.
I had that one.
All right.
No.
Another two. Basically,
if it didn't have the Miss Mary Mac thing in the beginning, I probably would have taken it.
That's exactly how I felt about it.
No, was... how about no back rub?
Nope.
No.
Nope. No.
You're not helping me out here.
Finale?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Ah!
No. Came real close, Fredo.
Yeah, I know.
Another three.
Four. No, four.
That was four?
No, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
it's me, you, Justin.
Last but not least, Candy.
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
Sorry, Justin.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I swear to God.
Well, you can always try to convince him to take Tony Randall.
That's true, too. All right.
Don't fold.
All right. John, you want to dump out?
Sure. Don't need you.
No.
Nope.
Star-bellied boy?
Nope.
Nope.
Yikes. And this is not a test.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Let's see. Star-bellied boy.
Add another three.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is not a test. Three. One. Oh, come on. Do what you're supposed to do. One, two, three. All right, Randy?
It's Fredo.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Fredo.
Plus Fredo's done.
Okay. Four only?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, I'm assuming that's everybody now.
Yeah, there's only two other people.
Okay. This one I'm surprised none of you guys said. Girl Soldier.
Nope.
No.
Whoa. Okay. Let's cross that one out. Jet Ski.
No.
No.
All right. And then the last one I have, which is my whole question, why?
Keep asking.
No.
Why don't any of you have this song?
All right.
That's let me double check. Yeah, we got Korea. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
All right. And I mean, these can't get into the conversation, but
nope.
You might as well run them down, Randy.
Just for fun. Resist psychic death.
Nope.
Lil Red.
No.
Ocean Song.
Nope.
Dang. So many ones. Ocean Song. All right. And then just for funsies, Lizen?
All right, I'd get out, Speed Heart, Tell Me So, and for Tammy Ray, and my last one was New Radio.
New Radio got played.
Yep.
Oh, did we do that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Fredo was the one out on that, I think.
Okay, sorry about that.
So you said Get Out, Speed Heart for Tammy Ray. Was there another one?
Tell Me So.
Tell Me So.
All right. Let me sort this out. Somehow, I managed to win. Somehow.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to be here a minute coming up with these. So can we take the break now?
We did not just pause. We'll see how cleanly I edit this.
No, yeah, we did pause because I got a weak bladder at this point in my life.
Based on
in that time, we did some math.
Yeah.
Do the listeners out there at home want to know how many of the 56 that we mentioned? This is definitely the most. This is definitely the most. It's 49.
Holy shit.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
49 out of 56 songs?
Yep.
Well, that puts Bikini Kill in the record books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got to ask you this. And Justin, you'd have to go back, but how many of the Go-Go's did we put in? You have to go back and look. I don't expect you to know it offhand. Yeah.
But
because, yeah.
I mean, I also think because it was a three-person panel, I think we hit on more. Unanimous, yeah. So it didn't spread out the discog
as much. And they were a lot more fun. Go-Go's were just fun.
Depending on your definition of fun, I think they're equally as fun, but for different reasons. So
as Bikini Kill,
yeah, again for different reasons. Like,
okay,
I think Bikini Kill's aura is a lot of fun. I think the Go-Go's music is more fun. Like it's easier. If that makes sense. So, all right. So
yeah, they were a pop band.
Exactly. So, all right, let's do these fours. The fours are in, right? Like Strawberry Julius, Double Dare You, New Radio.
I don't think we can even question them at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Rebel Girl. Oh, no, Rebel Girl's already, hold on.
Yeah.
So, Rebel Girl's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. So what do we got?
Strawberry Julius, Double Dare You, in New Radio. So that'll take us up to the whopping four. Still plenty of work ahead of us here. What do we got here for threes? One, two. Let me just read them down. Statement of Vindication, Feels Blind, Capri Pants, I Like Fucking, Blood One, Suck My Left One, Jigsaw Youth, Alien She, Liar, R.I.P. Finale, and This Is Not a Test. That's a lot of threes.
Need six of 12
that we need.
All right. So, and we need how many?
Six of 12.
Okay.
Five. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we need five. We got 12. All right. So this is where I think we start to pair them off and knock them out.
Yeah. Is there one that kind of is sitting there, John, that you feel like you're very happy to be here, but you can go home now?
Ooh,
you made it in the door.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because a lot of these I didn't have. No, not really.
All right, I'll pose the
same. I thought you were going to go the other way. I thought you were going to ask me what I wanted in. I got plenty of those.
Well, let's do the hard part first. Let me ask you the same thing, Randy.
I don't know. I don't know. I had most of these, and even with some of the ones that I had, I'm like, I think I have like three out of these that I would fight for immediately. And then I think that some, if they trickle down, then we'll see where it goes. But yeah, I don't really have anything that I feel is necessary to get rid of. I guess This Is Not a Test is maybe on the lower end.
Okay. I mean, that's better than no answer, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Lizen. Is there something sitting there that you're kind of looking at? Like, you're kind of shocked has three is still around?
Well, I think a lot of these were also mine. So I think the two of us were the ones putting these on the list. But I would also say this is not a test.
Okay. All right. That's
you just blew right past me, Justin.
I know. I did it on purpose.
This hurt my feelings.
I did it on purpose because I thought Lizen would have some insight here. So, and she did. Look at that. So same question to you, Fredo. Like, is there something sitting here that you can't believe made it this far into the conversation?
No.
We'll see.
but you know what? Just so that I can be part of the in crowd, I'll say this is not a test.
Oh, there you go.
And then that way we can just dump it.
Yeah, it's out. It's out.
The three of us that had it. So
yeah,
I will say that we do have Feels Blind, Suck My Left One, and Liar. I don't think we need all of those. So okay, maybe one of those could go.
So let's start with that conversation. You said Feels Blind, Suck My Left One, and
Liar. Yeah, those are all kind of from the early, the first EPs.
So they're all live then?
Yeah, recorded live, I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we definitely don't need all three of them. Actually,
I have Liar out of
and like
these
they're similar kind of songs.
I would say at least Suck My Left One. I feel like that's the one I heard more at parties in Olympia and like on the regular than the other two.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
maybe it just did it out.
Now, I was going to say, did you hear it because it was good or did you hear it because it was just saying Suck My Left One? Because there was a bunch of songs like that when I was growing up that we heard. Just like it was fun to say because we were young. You know?
It was probably because it was really fun to say and scream when you're at a house party.
Right.
So are you suggesting?
She sounds awesome on that one too.
I was going to say, so we're suggesting that as one that's in, as the one of, that's the one of the three we're taking. Okay. I'm for it.
We're putting that in the 10.
Yeah.
I would say yes, because if it's got that kind of a memory for her and evokes those kinds of, you know, feelings, then I think, it should be.
All right, so we'll drop out Feels Blind. We'll drop out.
So it's a Liar would maybe be out, and me just Feels Blind can stick around.
Okay.
If it needs to. I think that's fair. Yeah, I still want to fight for Feels Blind at some point if it has a shot.
So do we have?
I think Liar should stay in. I'm not saying that Feels Blind should be out, and maybe we just leave Feels Blind in there and we'll come back to it. But I think Liar should be in because of the memories that it evokes.
No, we were talking about Suck My Left One had memories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Liar. I'm looking at the word Liar. But yeah, I
think... Stop lying, Liar.
It's right there. You want to get rid of Liar? Let's get rid of it. I don't give a shit.
Suck My Left One's in.
Okay.
We're tossing Liar out.
Okay.
We'll hang on to Feels Blind for now. So
that sounds good.
Is there other ones that we can kind of pair off and kind of get a little further here?
Maybe Blood One and Alien She. Those are like track one, track two.
Yeah. Those are two very similar ones too.
Yeah.
I had both of those.
I almost took Blood One, but I took Alien She out of the two, and I was thinking that one had a good shot to get in.
Yeah, I think Blood One gets the edge for me, barely.
I had Blood One on my list first before I put Alien She.
Yeah.
I had them both, so you're not like.
I didn't have either one of them, but if Blood One was good enough for Liza, it's good enough for me.
Oh, so you've swayed Fredo.
I think Fredo and I might be biffles.
I you know what? I think we're kindred souls. That's what I think.
We might be.
So what do you think, Randy? Do we put Blood One in?
Why the fuck not?
Well, there you go.
Good song.
Yeah. All right, that brings us up to six.
Okay, I got a pair.
Okay.
What do you think of Final and R.I.P.?
Yeah, that
both
makes
kind
sense.
Of.
I liked Finale a lot.
Finale. I keep saying Final. I'm sorry, Finale. Yeah, I have them both, so I'm cool with either one.
Same. I had them both, but I think I went back to Finale a lot more.
Yeah, I didn't have either one, but I would probably stump for Finale a little more.
All right. How do you feel about Finale, Wizen?
I'd go with Finale. I really like R.I.P. Finale was on my list also, what originally, before it got dropped out.
So. I also like IRP. I think we can change it to IRP.
You know what? If we're changing it to IRP, I'm going to go with that one. but only if we're changing it.
All right, so we're up to 7 now. And
okay.
I feel like now we can start to get a little picky. Oh, wait, what do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's only 5 left.
6.
What am I missing?
What else did we take out?
I think
we take out RIP?
IRP? Yeah, I think that's
IRP. Yeah, IRP's gone.
IRP is gone.
Why don't you read what we got?
IRP is gone.
Yep.
I got.
What do we got in?
Feels blind or in or still left?
In.
All right, here's the 7 that are in so far. Rebel Girl, Strawberry Julius, Double Dare You, New Radio, Suck My Left One, Blood One, and Finale.
All right, and then what's left?
So here's what's left. Statement of Vindication, Feels Blind, Capri Pants, I Love Fucking, and Jigsaw Youth.
I think we can go back to the same conversation that we had with the other that we decided on. That Statement of Vindication and Capri Pants are number 1, number 2 off that album.
Okay.
I would prefer Capri Pants.
All right. I'm leaning that way too.
What do you think, John?
I like that. That was number 3 on my list.
Okay. Yeah, fine with that.
All right, me too. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, boom. And
then I really want I Like Fucking in there because that is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I'll.
Of course it is.
I'll go behind that. I'd love to see Feels Blind in, but yeah, I like fucking. What is Justin gonna pick out of this bunch?
Justin, pick yours now, and then we'll decide.
I don't want to pick mine now.
That's not the way it's worth.
It's not the ninth song.
Right. I've tried this before.
I know. Yeah, I tried.
You tried to force that upon me once, Fredo. I remember that.
So, I mean, sometimes I'll do that. Like when I have a very clear vision of, you know, if I have a song that's not getting a lot of love, you know,
like Tony Randall,
or something that's kind of getting shoved to the side, or you know, whatever. But I don't have a clear picture quite yet. So, well, Lizen was the other person out on I Like Fucking. Is there a reason we should hold I Like Fucking out, Lizen?
No, I didn't. I just didn't pick it.
Just didn't pick it?
Yeah. You just don't like fucking, and that's fine. I mean,
no, I do.
Don't put words in her mouth. All right, so, well, then do we make that our number 9?
It was I like fucking and what? And what was the one it was going against?
Well, technically
just
nothing.
We're really just, in it. Just
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, is I field. Like fucking in or not?
I'm all about it.
All right. Boom. And then I will go ahead and make my selection.
Such a little kid.
All right. Statement of Vindication is my choice as our number 10.
Boom.
Final say.
That's cool. I like it.
Yep. That's fine by me.
All right. That brings us to 10. Rebel Girl, Strawberry Julius, Double Dare You, New Radio, Suck My Left One, Blood One, Finale, Capri Pants, I Like Fucking, and Statement of Vindication is our 10. All right. Is this as easy as it seems, John, for the number 1?
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here if it's not Rebel Girl?
Right. On. Like, does anybody have... do you want to do the thing, Randy? Like, or is it Rebel Girl?
I mean, I thought this whole time that there was nothing going to stop Rebel Girl. All 5 of us had it. I love Strawberry Julius, and I think it can hold up in that spot, but it doesn't have to.
Right. Fredo, it's Rebel Girl, right?
I was going to say it's like fucking. I mean, I like fucking, but, you know, we'll go Rebel Girl.
Lizen?
Definitely.
Right? It's got to be. It has to be. Yeah. I mean... Mm-hmm. For so many reasons, least of which it was the only one we got through unanimously. So there we go. Let's get that rolling. And I'll go through this one last time. Rebel Girl is our number 1. Strawberry Julius, Double Dare You, New Radio, Suck My Left One, Blood One, Finale, Capri Pants, I Like Fucking, and Statement of Vindication, which when you read it like that, I Like Fucking is a statement of vindication. Boom. That's our 10. And let's let Rebel Girl get a moment in the sun.
Yeah.
Did it. And if you're here and you've never heard Bikini Kill before, I think we turned you on. I think we did the job. And if you're here and you think we didn't, that's fine. You can always sign up and do it yourself if you like. This band is done, but you know, you can come talk about whatever band you like. Go to legionofstupid.com, click podcasts, click deprogrammed, and there will be a sign up sheet about halfway down. And tell me what band you want to talk about. If it's not one we've done already, then we will do it eventually. Like, I will get around to it. I've been very slow because there's been a logjam getting episodes recorded. So it's eventually that jam will free up and we'll start recording again, and I'll start making more panels. In the meantime, wherever you're listening, please consider hitting a 5-star review. We would appreciate that. Please consider hitting subscribe or follow. If you're on Spotify, that 5 stars goes a long way. And also leaving a comment on each episode goes a long way. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, where apparently the majority of you do, a 5-star review goes somewhere. I think it helps. They say it helps, but I've yet to see proof of that. I would love more 5-star reviews. That would be great. Not saying don't do it. I'm just saying I don't know if it helps. It supposedly does. So please consider doing it. No matter where you're listening, sharing is caring. I would appreciate that a great deal if you would share the podcast somewhere. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is a way you can support the show monetarily if you'd like. $1 gets you in the door, gets you deprogrammed before the rest of the world. It gets you the after-the-fact conversation we are about to have in T-minus, I don't know, 3 minutes. Depends on how long I yammer on right now. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to yammer on anymore. How about that? Patreon.com/OhHiJustin, as I mentioned, Discord, all that stuff. And, also the best way to help the show is to tell somebody that you listen to it. Hey, I listen to Deprogrammed and you should too. With that, Bikini Kill, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.